Then broke ice to get to the canal, and I come through that night. I went across to Chester Prairie, to Chester's Island, and I was doggone cold till I had to get used to foot logs for hand poles that time. And I got out and got up there to the house and got to the fire. I sat there and ached and hurt for a solid hour, thawing up, you know. I was so cold.
Y'all used to pole boats.
You didn't have any. Yeah, that's the way I was going then. I never seen as many otters in all my life as there was on that canal that day. And I was just so cold till I couldn't shoot them.
Have you done a lot of hunting?
I used to hunt a whole lot, yeah.
Well, let me see if I can't ask a couple of these questions here.
Steve, I'm going to go down the canal a minute. I'll be back in just a little bit.
Okay. If, let's say you get up, you know, you get out of bed and you meet somebody, like when you go uptown in the morning, what would you say is when you see him? Like you got up one morning, went up and saw Joe up at the grocery store or something.
I'd say, good morning, Joe.
And what do you call the part of the day that's before noon? Before dinner time?
I call it morning.
And how about part of the day that's before supper?
I call that evening.
And what would you say if you had been with somebody all day, like fishing or something in the swamp, and you came back and you were leaving them? They were getting ready to go home and you were getting ready to go home.
Well, I'd say I'd see you again, or goodbye, or something like that.
What would you say if you were leaving, like you'd gone over to somebody's house at night and you left about 10 o'clock at night? What would you say to the people as you were leaving?
I'd say goodbye. Gotta come to see me.
And how about, I'm sure you're working with the lumber. You got up before daylight. What would, if getting up before daylight, what time of the day would you say that was? If you got up just at sunrise?
Well, it's about 7 o'clock now.
Well, like, you know, what part of the day, like evening or sundown or something like that?
Really, I don't know.
Oh, that's all right. If the sun rose or came up about 6, I don't know what time it rises in the morning, but say it came up at 6, you'd say that the sun did what at 6 o'clock?
It rises.
And if you worked until the sun went down and was started getting dark, you'd say he worked until what?
At what time?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say about 7 o'clock.
Well, how about, you know, something, an expression with sun in it that you might use when the sun...
Well, it'd work till sundown.
And if you say, or like today is, well, today's Sunday, what was Saturday?
Well, it was Saturday.
Well, like, you know, if... Instead of saying, like, I did something Saturday, I went up, you could say, I went uptown Saturday. What could you use instead of saying the name Saturday?
Well, I'd say Saturday.
Would
you? Yeah.
You wouldn't say yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd probably say yesterday.
And how about if you're going to...